means, let's see the Rashi first. Rashi. And by the way, this Rashi is a classic Rashi. Okay, this Rashi, there are people that take to have this Rashi, that they have it on a poster, and they hang it on their refrigerator. It could very well be from all of the Rashis in Chumash. This Rashi is number one. Is the top Rashi is like you know, it's Torah Misinai. I don't know how you want Aseres Hadibros. It's part of the Aseres Hadibros. What is Rashi? This is a very powerful Rashi. Tell me, yeah. Hishalech imo bitmimus v'utitzape lo. Every word of this Rashi is sacred. Number one, again, you should talk to Hishalech imo, walk with Hashem bitmimus, with wholesomeness. Vititzapelo, and hope, and put your hope in Him, in Hashem. Veloisachkor achar hoasidos. Don't inquire, investigate, and I guess you could say worry and be concerned about what's going to be in the future, what's going to happen to America, what's going to be in the future. Don't worry about that. Ela kol ma shayavo elecha. Whatever comes upon you, kabel bit mimus, accept with wholesomeness. The oz, when you do that, tiye imoy, you will be with him ulchelkoy and Hashem's portion. Okay, these words of Rashi, I've seen this in a couple of svarim over the years. They've been quoted, and they have different stories about them. At Gedolei Yisrael, they reviewed these words every single day. They said that they put a part of the davening, part of the Nusach HaTfilah, is to say these words of Rashi, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. In other words, don't worry about what's going to be tomorrow. Don't worry, even though the world is coming to an end, the world has been coming to an end from the beginning of time. From the first day of creation, every day there's another disaster, another emergency, another crisis. It's just deal with, just take it basically life one day at a time. Hishalech imo bitzmimus. Utitzapelo, and yearn for Hashem. Don't worry what's going to be in the future. Okay, there's probably a lot of Torah to darsh each word. I don't know, there's a lot of interesting stuff. It's a very interesting Rashi. It's not your typical Rashi. Rashi usually focuses on very pshat, this is a chazal. These are Rashi's own words. He's not quoting a medrash. There's no medrash. There's no chazal that says this. This is Rashi's own creative language. Rashi is really, you know what he's doing, Rashi? He's really telling you about himself. Rashi really is describing his outlook on life. His Weltanschauung. His outlook on life is what Rashi is doing, what he did in his life. Is just, you know, go through one day at a time, bitzmimus, hope for Hashem to come to your salvation. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. I would imagine if there's anything you can do, if you can do something about it, I don't know, but maybe that's different. But everything that goes on in this world, ruba de ruba, is not under your control. Very little control over what's going to be tomorrow with this one and that one. Someone calls me up today and he says to me, did you hear the news? Are you worried? Are you worried? I'm depressed. I says, what in the world are you talking about? What news? I don't look at the news. What news? I thought he told me there's a nuclear bomb went off. He tells me, says, did you hear? There's a new variant of COVID. And there's nothing you can do about it. But don't worry, they're producing a new vaccine to solve the problem. So he says, I said, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. They've been saying this every single day, there's a new variant. I only heard every single day a new variant. Is that what you're worried about? That's what you're worried about? You made it this far? Baruch Hashem. It'll be whatever it will be. This is what you're so worried about? I thought, who knows what it'll tell me? And the guy was really, he wasn't joking with me. He was really serious. I don't know. Everyone to each his own. I mean, yeah, it's a serious thing. I mean, who knows? Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? But like, this Rashi is a very fascinating Rashi. Let's see the Targum. Targum says, supposedly he will shalim tehei bedach l'sa da Hashem elokach. Over here, the Targum, He drops a nuclear bomb on this pasuk. A nuclear bomb. He adds in over here the word with your fear. I should say it's because Rashi does this sometimes. Unkelus does this sometimes. Unkelus always says Hashem is not your buddy buddy. He's not your buddy buddy. Unkelus always consistently creates a barrier of distance between man and Hashem. And he adds a word in your fear. Where does it say the word fear in the pasuk? When the pasuk wants to talk about fear, it's not embarrassed or shy to mention fear. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimach Kiim Liyire Oisai. Wait, Torah is not when Torah wants to talk about fear, it tells you, it says it. So in this pasuk, does it say the word fear? It doesn't say the word fear. Is Tamim Tia, you shall be wholesome. You shall have a Muna Pshuta. Im Hashem Elokecha. With Hashem. Rashi, does Rashi say the word fear? No. Rashi says, Hashalachim Abitmimus. Don't worry about the future, and you'll do that, then Hashem, you'll be part of Hashem's team. Rashi didn't say the word fear. Where did the Targum get the word fear? Shalim tehe bedachlisa. In your fear. In your fear that Hashem alokach. Where did he get this? Make sure I'm translating this correctly. Over here, Pasuk Gimel in the commentator, he says over here, fear, like I just said. Haloi davar. No, it could very well be. That is why Rashi, as we always learn in this year, is coming here to Chepa with the Unkelus. Unkelus? What? What? Fear? And that's probably why Rashi wrote this whole poetic two lines. Whoever said fear? Where did you get this from? You should be wholesome in your Yira Shamayim. Mamash Adover Nifla. So here the commentator, he writes, Targum Shalash Imashem Elokecha, Kavanas Unkelus, Shalote Chosar Birosai, Kitamim Hu Hasholim Bedover, Kumo, Setamim Fine, Shein by Shun Mumichasar, Velo Tira Mimigide Ase, don't be afraid from those that predict the future. Don't be confident what they say is going to happen. Okay, I don't know. It goes over here, some darshans over here, some things over here. I'm not sure what he's trying to say over here. Let's leave it with that. It's kedai just to come and learn this pasuk tonight. Targum mitamim in Yiras Elokim. Rashi makes no mention of that. Rashi says, don't worry. Don't have daigis about what's going to be tomorrow. Global warming. Mayor, are you worried about global warming? Are you worried about global warming?
Absolutely not.
You're not worried about global warming? Forget about if you believe in it.
Are you worried?
Me?
Every time Biden talks, he talks about global warming.
Global warming is great for the economy. I'll say something. If there is global warming, then we have to create new technology. It's very good for the economy to make believe there's global warming because it stimulates the economy. Is there really scientific data global warming? So I have access, I believe, to information that most people don't want to have access to, okay, on all the Telegram channels, and some of them are meshugayim, totally nonsense, and then there are some very, very things that I really believe are very valid, and a lot of the stuff they present there is that this global warming business is a bunch of baloney, and if it's true, there's anyway nothing you can do about it. So,
of course not.
But I don't know. There's a whole world out there of these lunatics who swear by it and tell you the world is coming to an end. The information that I see and read tells me it's a lot of baloney, and there's a lot of lies and manipulation and corruption, and there's just... But the point is, it doesn't matter, because there's nothing you can do about it anyway. There's nothing I can do about it.
and Rav Ephraim, according to all these theorists, they all claimed it was an ice age, right?
I don't know what they claim.
So if it was an ice age, we've been already a million years of global warming. What happened to all the ice?
They said, they showed this speech in 1984, the Zel Bazach, and they say by the year 2000, the world would have come to an end already. New York would already have been flooded. Al Gutazachin would already have come upon us. And if you believe it's taka true, is there anything you can do about it anyway? What are you going to do about it? You really believe by driving an electronic car, you're going to solve the world's problems? All right, point over here is, anyway, you can't do anything about it, at least me as an individual. What am I going to do about it, an individual? So, Mamela, I have to worry about this? Out of my mind? I have nothing to worry about. This is what I have to worry about. Vaita, next pasuk. Ki ha-goyim pasuk yudal, chamishri, ki ha-goyim o'il ha-sharato yorishoy som'el, the goyim which you're going to inherit. And that's a really continuation of the previous pasuk. El me'oinim, v'el koismim yishmogu. They listen to the me'oinim, and to the Koisimim Yishma. We learned this yesterday. What is the Mo'inim? It means make a Zman. They make a Zman for everything. And you know, it's interesting in the Pasuk Yidalid, the order is reversed. If you look at Pasuk Yidalid, it says the word Mo'inim first, and then the Koisimim. Back in Pasuk Yud, it says Koisim Kisomim, and then it says Mo'inim. The order is reversed. Why? I don't know. But here it says they listen to the Mo'inim. Yesterday we learned that the Mo'inim are people that say this is a good time and this is a bad time. And the Koismin is someone that has a stick. And you look at the stick and you ask it a question. And then you drop it on the floor. And depending on how it falls on the floor, there's a science what it's telling you the answer to your question. They listen to what the Mo'inim and the Koismin say. The Ata, you the Jewish people, Lochein. Nosan Lucha Hashem Lukech, Hashem did not give you a technique to know the future by looking through Me'oinim and Koismin. Rashi, Pasuk Yudalid, Lo Yichei Nosan Lucha Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Shmoya El Me'oinim V'El Koismin, Shorei Hishri Hashchina Al Nanvim V'Udin V'Sumim. So Rashi here is leading into the next Pasuk. He says something very, very amazing. He says that if you want to know, it's almost what it sounds like over here is the future. If you want to know what's going to be in the future, so there are two tech. Rashi says something, one thing is beferish in the pasuk, and the other thing that Rashi says is not in the pasuk. So where did Rashi get this from? Number one, that's going to be the next pasuk, a prophet. A Navi is an individual that will tell you what will happen in the future. Why do you need to know? Why is it necessary to know what's going to be in the future? I don't know. And number two, the Urim V'Tumim. You go to the Kohen Gadol, now, and you tell him, yes, the Kohen Gadol a question, the Kohen Gadol, the letters light up, and he tells you what's going to be in the future. Really? Is that what the purpose of the Urim V'Tumim is to know doing the is the future? Or maybe it's, I have a question. You need to know what to do. All right, something along those lines. Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did not give this to you, the Oyim, Oynim, and the Kaisim. L'shmoy el mo'inim v'el kaisim v'shavei ha'hishr shkina l'anavim. He has rested the divine presence of the prophets. V'udim v'tumim. Targum. Pasuk yud dalet. Arei amamayahu yilein da'at yoreis yosoin. The nations which you will inherit. Min mi'on naya u'min kas maya shomim. They listen to the mo'inim and the kaisim. The at lo kein yehav lo Hashem. Hashem did not give you these things. Instead, pasuk tezvav nivio. That's right. That's the next pasuk. Okay, commentator on pasuk yidalid. The word he says the word shamin. Sarachin shloitegu loshin kabolas k'mar shutirgim k'yigeshvun. V'yeshafar shomayim makosim magidi atzis hein. Halachim lochem rak shomim devarim. V'yeshafar shim shayim minay agoyim hu lachas al habayim oinim makosim lishol chavas datom. Okay, he's saying of you a very beautiful idea. And that is, you have to go into the next pasuk. So let's do the next pasuk. We'll come back and explain what he says. He says it'll be a very powerful concept. Pasuk Tezvav, when we come back from what we just said, because Tezvav, Navi, Mikir Bucha, Me'achicha, Kamayni, Yakim, Lucha, Hashem, Lekecha, Elav, Tishmon. Okay, there's another very famous pasuk that a Navi, Hashem will give you a prophet, Mikir Bucha, from amongst your own, from the Jewish people, Me'achicha, Kamayni, three words. The Navi will be from Mikir Bucha, from within your people. Number two, Me'achicha, from your brethren. Number three, Kamoini, like I, Moshe. Okay, three words. Each word must be telling you very powerful things. Yakim l'cha Hashem, Hashem will establish. And then it says two words, Elov tishma'un, to him you shall listen. You shall listen to him. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, there's a Rashi on this. Mikir b'cha, yes, Rashi says, Mikir b'cha, me'acha kamoini, kamoini sh'ani, Mikir b'cha. Me'achecha, just like Moshe, I am from amongst you, from your brethren. Yakim l'cha tachtoi, Hashem will bring a replacement for me. V'chei minavi l'navi. So what is this pasuk telling you? That a navi of the Jewish people must be Jewish. If he's not Jewish, he's not your navi. A navi for Klal Yisrael must be, it must be mikir b'cha, from your midst, and he must be me'achecha. Now why there are two words? I don't know why there are two words. Kamoni, like I, Moshe. What does it mean, the depth of these three words? I don't know. There must be something very deep over here. But he has to be a member of Klal Yisrael, he has to be Jewish. And the Targum, fine. Then it says, Elov Tishmon. Now, by the way, those two words, I don't remember. I was actually speaking to someone about this not that long ago, and I forgot what he told me. The words, Elov Tishmon, is the greatest compliment you can possibly give a person. To say, you can say about a person, Hagoin, Hagodol, Amafursum, Bechasidus, Vanova, Vitzitkus, Rabban shall call Bnei Hagoyle, Vyagolil, Vagalilois, Yisrael. You can say all the praises you want about a person from beginning to end. Yeah, it's all very nice. Holy, holy person. But the words, a love tishma'un, you shall listen to him. Whatever he says, you listen. That's a different league. That is a very different league, because that means he's so great, you have to listen to him. You just can't, okay, I hear what you say. You're very great. I'm not a Yom Adre guy. Elov Tishmon has a flavor of, he's so great, you don't have a choice. You have to abide by his words. And it was a Ma'isa Shehoya. I don't remember the story. I remember all the details. That one of the Gedolei Yisrael, he wrote a letter. He wrote something. And he wrote about a certain person, the compliment, a love tishma. It's a famous story, but I don't remember the details. Someone told me, very recently told me the details, and I forgot what he told me. I don't even remember who told it to me. It was probably less than two weeks. We were talking about this. And he told me, and he told the Elov Tishmon, and he told me, filled me in all of the details, and I totally forgot who told it to me and what he said. But basically, the Ma'aseh goes, there was a Gadol B'Yisrael who wrote about someone else, Elov Tishmon. And there was another Gadol that was very upset. And he said, you don't say that anyone, the only one that you can say the compliment about Elov Tishmon, is a Navi, a prophet. As it says here in this pasuk. This pasuk says, a Navi, Mikir b'cha, Me'achecha kamoni, Yakim l'cha Hashem l'kecha, Elov tishma'un. These two words are only said about a prophet. There, no one alive today is a Navi. Doesn't exist. No such thing as a Navi today. So you're not allowed to say these words. You're not allowed to give such a compliment. And the response was that I don't even know what the response was, I don't remember. But it's an interesting idea. This is the Spitz compliment, and you're not even allowed to say this because the Pasuk only says it about a Navi. Okay, now, what does Rashi say? We did the Rashi. The Targum of this Pasuk says, Niviyah mibinech miachoch dichvasti, from amongst you, from your brethren, that's like me, Yokim loch Hashem elokoch, minei from him tikablon, you shall accept. Now, the commentator over here on the bottom makes a fascinating observation. And that is, We have the word listening twice. Listening twice. Back in Pasuk Yudal, it says, Ki hagoyim ho'ele, asherato yorish oisom el mo'oininim, v'el koismin, yishmo'u. They listen. Okay, the word yishmo. The Pasuk says, v'ato you, lo'ichei nosam l'chashem l'chashem. No, you don't do that. You don't listen to the people who tell you the future through the future or answer questions through, you know, nonsense. But instead, Navi Mikir Bacho, Me'achecha Kavani, Yokim L'chashem L'kecha, a love to the prophet, Tishma'un. So it says, don't listen to the charlatans, but to the prophet, Tishma'un. Now, if you were a translator, translating the Pasuk, since the word Tishma'un means to listen, and it's used over here in the two Pasukim back to back, wouldn't it be Pashut that you would translate the word the same way in the Targum for both Pasukim? Yet, in Pasuk Yudalit, when it says the word Yishma'u, the Targum says, Pasuk Yudalit, it says, Umin Kasmaya Shom'in. He basically just says the same word, Shin Mem Ay, to listen. And then when the word is used, exactly the same word is used in reference to the prophets, in the next pasuk, the Targum says, Tikablun, a different word. Tikabel. So the question is, it's the same word. So why is it, when it comes to the Kaismin, doesn't say the word, it says, the Targum translates the word, Shomin. And when it comes to the Navi, it says the word, Tikablun. What's the Chilek? So he writes over here something very interesting. When it comes to the Koismen, the Goyim, do you think they really listen to what they have to say? The word tekabel means, if the rabbi says, jump, the only question you have to ask, how high? If the Koisim says, jump, I'll go to another Koisim. I have to go listen to you? When you go to the Koisim, you say, I have a dilemma. What should I do? So he takes out the crystal ball and he looks in the crystal ball and he tells you what to do. Okay, I hear. I'm not so stupid to listen to you. I wanted to hear what you have to say. And now I go down the block and I go to your competitor and he looks in his crystal ball. And then I go down the block and I go to the stargazer and I listen to his opinion. Then I go to the palm reader and I listen what he has to say. Then I go to some other inconsequential person of nonsense and I listen what they have to say. And then I go home and I think about what crystal ball number one said and what the stargazer said and what the palm reader said and what the computer, I asked AI what to do. I asked AI, I went to Chat GPT, I asked also, what's your day, what to do? And I think about, I heard what you have to say, and then I will make my own decision. By Klal Yisrael, you go to the Navi, and you ask him what to do, there's no second opinion. That's it. You do it. Jump? How high? There's no discussion. To indicate that concept, when it says the word Yishmo'un by the Navi, it says Tekablon. Accept it, whether you like it or not. When it says the word Yishmo'un by the Koismen and the Me'oininim, everyone knows they're full of garbage, they're baloney. So when you go to them, you listen what they have to say. And if you don't like it, you don't do it. And if you like it, you do it, not because they told you, because it's appealing in your eyes. So this concept, this difference between Yishmo'un and Tekablon, is very beautifully brought out by the Targum in his choice of translation between these two different words. Yishmo'un, the two different Yishmo'uns, and the way he translates the words. I think it's a nice It's a very nice yisoid. It's a whole drasha. A rabbi can make a whole drasha, a whole sermon just upon this. On the other hand, you should know that there are people who go to Rabbanim, and I to a certain degree, I suffer from this, is people always ask me, I don't know about you, who's your rabbi? Who's your rabbi? Who do you listen to? Who do you listen to? And I tell them, no one. I don't really have anyone. Is there anyone that I know that I'm alive that I'm afraid of? And if he tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. It's sad. I don't have that. I don't have it. I don't know if I ever had it. There are people who live a life who they have a rabbi, they have a person, and they do whatever he tells them to do. They have emuna pshuta in their rabbi in Das Torah. It's a very beautiful thing. You if you live with emuna in a person, that's a very one. But you have to have that emuna, and not everyone, unfortunately, has that brought up with that blessing where they have a person that you give yourself over to 100%. Many times when you have a dilemma in life, I know someone who actually told this. I told you this many times. I know a person, a girl, a Beis Yaakov girl, and she really wanted to go, and her father really wanted her to go to medical school, and she was all cut out for it. She had the brain, she had everything all cut out, and her father was a big doctor, and her father desperately wanted his daughter to go to medical school. Problem was, the girl went to Beis Yaakov, and they, I don't like to say the word, but, you know, they brainwashed her that it's not what a Beis Yaakov girl does. And she was conflicted. So she said to her father, let's go to the rabbi and ask him. And who's rabbi? The father's rabbi, so a big Rosh, very great, who died, this person already a long time ago, a very holy person who the father had great respect for. And the father right away, all the red lights, oh no. We're gonna go to the rabbi. And the rabbi, I know the rabbi is gonna probably tell you not to go. I want you to go to medical school. Don't ask, don't tell. You know, and his daughter says, okay, I'll go. But let's ask the rabbi. Let's see what the rabbi says. Your rabbi. Your Rosh Yeshiva. So the father said to the girl, to his daughter, okay, we'll go. We'll go. 100%. On one condition. We're not going to go ask him to make a decision. We're going to ask him to say an opinion. Let's hear what he has to say. Let's hear what he has to say. And you'll hear what he has to say. But we're not going to him to ask him psak halacha. We're going to ask him, let's have a conversation. It's inevitable in the conversation he will say words of wisdom, which will percolate in your mind, and it will help you make a decision. We're not just going to go and say, what should I do? Tell me right now, yes or no. Who says he'll even say yes or no? Okay, many wise men will not tell a person yes or no. They'll discuss it with you, and they will somehow allow you to make your own decision. And I was very, when I heard this story many, many years ago, I was very, it made a very big impression on me. And it was, and this is a very chashuv person. The basic saying is, not every time when you go to a Rav, I mean, it's a dangerous type of thing, you know. Some people tell me that what I'm saying now is not because you go to a rabbi, you know, you can't go shop around for a rabbi. Yeah, I mean, there's a halacha, and you know, there's always a halacha also. There's always a difference of opinion. I tell you a mice, I couldn't believe the story. There was a person, an elderly person, who was so delicate. I don't understand something. What goes on in this world? And for the last period of time, every Mitzvah Shabbos, she would call up a person, very good person, and the person would make havdalah for her over the telephone. Okay, over the telephone. So there's a person right in the neighborhood. Every Mitzvah Shabbos, when he makes havdalah, he first calls her up and he makes havdalah over the telephone. Are you allowed to do that? Yes. It's not a l'chatchila. But you know, COVID, this was the rule. Rav Moshe says you can do it. My father used to, Baal Batim used to ask my father, Rav Moshe says, you can do it, B'Shas Atchak, it's okay. This person is a very fragile, delicate person. The son of the person that made Havdalah comes home, and he sees that his father is making Havdalah over the telephone for this woman. And the son tells the father, you know how to do this. You can't do this. It's not the right thing. So the father tells the woman, you know, my son, he's made this whole issue. Maybe you should ask your rabbi. And whatever your rabbi says, I'll continue to do it. So she calls up her rabbi. This woman is an elderly woman. And the rabbi says, it's not permitted.
Idiot.
And like, what? What? I can't believe the rabbi told. So what should she do? I said, what are you going to do? I'm going to go now every Mitzvah Shabbos to his house. I said, what? What? You're going to go to his house in the freezing cold and the hot? It's like, you know, you're a very delicate, elderly. What? I can't believe it. I can't be massive. So I basically convinced her that she can continue. But I'm not curious. If you ask the rabbi, you have to abide by the rabbi's decision. Well, you know, there are other rabbanim out there in the world that say that you can do it. And especially in your situation, your condition, I mean, it's like a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. I mean, the whole COVID. I mean, come on. I mean, if before COVID, people were doing this, alachas kama v'kama, a whole new world came into existence after COVID. Like what? So like, but the rabbi, if you go through a psak halacha, you have to listen. A love to shemohim. You can't go shop around for a heter. Really, you can't. I mean, you know, you're right, you can't, but sometimes you can. I mean, you know, it's a very delicate balance of when, and certainly when you go to a Rav, many times you're not going for a psak halacha, you're going for advice, an eitzah. And advice, it's amazing. You hear insight, you get ideas, and then you make your own decision because only you know what's good for yourself. I remember when I was in Chaim Berlin, there was a Rebbe. He was like, you know, a lot of Rebbeim today, you know what happens? They become social workers. You get a job, you think you're going to say a shir. You know what happens? They come to you the whole day with all of their problems, and they tell you about all the medicines they're taking, and all this and all that. They need a psychologist. And especially when you're dealing with boys that are of marriageable age, are going on dates, shaduchim, they need someone to shoes over all the shaduchim. So there was a Chaim Berlin, a very, very wise rabbi, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and the boys, somehow his personality was like ideal, and almost all the boys in Shaduchim would mamish talk it over with them. So I know people in mamish hours, and I don't know how he has time for this. I really don't know how he has time for this. So someone that was involved with him told me he never, ever, ever told him or anyone that he knows in Shaduchim what to do. Never. Never told the boy, marry the girl. Told not to marry. Never. What he always did was, he just helped them clarify in their own mind, what are the issues? Just like, what's bothering you? What's bothering you? And basically had the boys, basically through him, talk to themselves, and they on their own, after clarifying, could make a decision. And that's Taka what it's all about. That's Taka. You know, the greatest person who gives you advice, the greatest is not really to tell you what to do. It's to clarify for you, help you clarify for yourself what the issues are, to understand what's bothering you, and then you, and only you, take responsibility for your own life and make your own decision. I mean, that's also a little bit dangerous also, you know, I mean, you have to know, but that's, you know, that's a tremendous chachma. So here, you have to take everything that I just said and compare it to what it says over here in this drash from the Targum, comparing the koismin and the ma'oim by the goyim. They go to listen. and then they make their own decisions. But by a Navi, it's not like that. A love tishmu'un. Targum, accept whatever they say. Jump? How high? Which bridge? The Washington Bridge? The Gothels? The Brooklyn Bridge? Nah, Brooklyn Bridge is not a good place. Manhattan? It's Kabel. Because that you're dealing with a prophet. A Navi is in a different league. Alright, let's go via to another Pasuk. Next Pasuk of here says, Pasuk Tezayin Chol Asher Sha'alta Me'im Hashem Elokecha B'chared B'yem HaKahol Le'imor L'oysef L'shmoya Eskol Hashem Elokoi V'yasu'esh HaGdela HaZois Le'ere Oid V'loi Omos. He's quoting this Pasuk of here, which there is no Rashi, and he's saying over here, very interesting Pasuk, is that, I don't know if this is correct, but it sounds like originally the plan was that anyone that had a question to ask Hashem, you speak directly to Hashem. Hashem would reply directly to Klal Yisrael, any question that they had. When did this happen? Matan Torah. Matan Torah, the first two Dibrois, Klal Yisrael heard from Hashem directly, every word. There was no intermediary for the first two Dibrois. And what happened? The terror and the pachad was so great, Klal Yisrael said to Moshe, we can't do this anymore. We need an intermediary. And when they asked Klal Yisrael for an intermediary is when prophecy was born. That's what the pasuk says. It's a pele de gazach. We think that there's a prophet, it was always meant to be a prophet. What is the prophet? The prophet is basically the intermediary between Hashem and the question, the Klal Yisrael. From this pasuk, it sounds like, no, that was not the plan. The original plan is there is no intermediary. A person has a question, you go right to the source. You go directly to Hashem and ask him the question, and Hashem speaks to you directly. We have a precedent for this. Matan Torah, the first two Dibros, Hashem spoke directly to Klal Yisrael. And what happened? It was a terrifying experience. And they made a request of Moshe Rabbeinu that no longer should Hashem speak to us directly. We know never, not for the Aseres HaDibros, never. Never do we, the average men, want to speak directly to Hashem. It's too much. Instead, we want an intermediary because we can't deal directly with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's too terrifying. Moshe was very disappointed. And Hashem said to Moshe, do not be disappointed. This is excellent. They're afraid. Halavai, they should always be afraid. It's a very good thing they should be afraid. When you have an intermediary, it creates almost like this thing that we recognize that through the Navi, we're afraid of Hashem to talk directly to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Halavai, they should remain with this dark of Yiras Shamayim forever. So here, that's the positive. I'm going to give you a prophet like you requested. It's an amazing pasuk. K'chol asher sha'alta mim Hashem elokecha b'choreif b'yom ha'kahol lemar lo'y oisef. Jewish people say we don't want to speak the word to Hashem. Lo'y oisef l'shmoy as kol Hashem elokai v'as eish ha'adil azaz lo'ere oid v'lo'y omos ta'agim k'chol asher dish elta min kodem Hashem elokach b'choreif b'yom ha'kahol day of the assembly l'neymar saying lo'y oisef l'mishma yos kol memrod Hashem elokai. We ask ish also the fire, Rabbi said the great fire. Hodod this. Lo ech zeh no longer see oi vloy amos. And the commentator over here, the tzeirik over here, doesn't say posik te zayin. Wow, there's no comment on posik te zayin. Look at that. All right. We will stop over here for tonight. Thank you very much for coming, Ableza, Mayor, Mr. and Mrs. Glatter. Nice to see you as always. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.